This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Big Dog Productions doesn't have a romantic comedy for early February this year. Instead, the company is offering Crimes of the Heart, the Tony-nominated and Pulitzer Prize-winning tragic comedy about three sisters dealing with old and new crises. Actress Mickey Johnson just won the Wilmington Theatre Award for Best Supporting Actress for her work in UNCW's Beauty and the Beast. She's playing the lead in Crimes of the Heart, the youngest sister, Babe McGrath.
Babe is the youngest sister in a family of very strong women. She has had this life where people constantly tell her what to do and put her on a pedestal, and this is her chance to be her own woman for once. And she embraces that in the only way she knows how, and it lands her right back where she started in her family home. It's really interesting to see how Babe relates to her two sisters, because they're each such a strong individual woman in their own sense, and she's learning from them the entire play on how to reinvent herself. She's just had this whole life built for her that she doesn't want. She has these dark moments, and in each moment she's searching for a way out, a way past it. She just has these hopes that she understands will never come to fruition if she stays where she is. And so she's watching her sister Meg and her sister Lenny and how they've handled their life and how they've handled their losses.
Like Mickey, actress and director Holly Saperstein also just won a Wilmington Theatre Award, Best Actress, for her portrayal of Ruth Westheimer in Becoming Dr. Ruth. Holly is directing Crimes of the Heart. She loves the show and had planned to produce it with her own theater company, Panache. When she found out Big Dog had planned the show, she easily convinced artistic director Steve Vernon to let her direct it.
I love this play because it has very strong women's roles in it. No disrespect to our male actors in the play, but they truly support the women's stories, how the women's stories move forward. And it is the women's roles together and what is expected of each other as we relate to sisters, siblings, friends, and the pressures that are put on women that really inspired me with this. But it's done in the kind of humor I love. Dark, straight up kind of humor. And it is definitely a Southern Gothic comedy drama. Great writing. Beth Hindley wrote it, who wrote last year's Firecracker Contest. She won a Pulitzer Prize for this piece. There are no actual crimes on the stage. You know, it is definitely not a noir piece. It is the crime of how some people treat each other, especially people they love. But also it starts out just post a crime happening. So there is a little bit of actual crime right before it gets started.
The Cape Fear Playhouse is such an intimate space, and it's this perfect little setting for our small little house. And I think that it's going to be very exciting for the audience to kind of fall in love with the characters because they can see everything. It's not this big production that's miles away from you. It's so close to the heart, and it's just happening for you in that moment.
You can see the actors' eyelashes at the Cape Fear Playhouse. That was Mickey Johnson and Holly Saperstein from Big Dog's production of Crimes of the Heart. The show opens Thursday night at 8 and runs for 3 weekends at the Cape Fear Playhouse on Castle Street. Find the entire cast list and details at whqr.org.